Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And with football right around the corner, there's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate the return of football, DraftKings is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. Listen up, you don't want to miss this one. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. So even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you still win with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's what we call a no-brainer. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN to take advantage of this no-brainer of an offer. That's promo code KSN to get in on all of the action for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along in a little bit for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. And guys, let's start by saying we are recording this show on Thursday. A lot of rumors out there, what's going on with the Big Ten. So if we're behind the time a little bit, that's why. But Bob, I want to start with you. Depending on what day it is, let's see. First, we cancel the season, then we're going to play in the spring, then we're going to play in the winter, then we're going to play Thanksgiving. Now the latest rumor is maybe they'll start playing in October. What do you make of this rapidly changing news from the Big Ten?
Boy, there's been a lot going on this week. It's even getting a little bit more political, judging by our president's tweet. We could touch on that if you like, but the one thing I would say is up until, a couple of weeks ago, the Big Ten has been nothing if not deliberate in their handling of fall sports and the possibility of playing fall sports. They had a long time to kind of come up with a plan. They didn't want to delay. They didn't want to delay the season. They voted to postpone it. Now, all of a sudden, there are reports that maybe with some updates with regard to possible vaccines and quicker tests, that there might be a little wiggle room to play this year, possibly Thanksgiving, possibly earlier than that. I would just say this, Jim. I think you're going to hear a lot of these stories for the next couple of weeks. We're already now in September. I just think it's paramount if this thing has any legs or there's any truth to it, that this return to play task force that's allegedly kind of been installed to kind of monitor the situation, make recommendations, and see what can be done about getting these guys back on the field. It's just imperative, I think, that the coaches and the athletic directors be heard on these possibilities. Because I think one of the reasons why the Big Ten is in this predicament as far as postponement, and the parents and the players are upset, other conferences are trying to play, it's because it was really the presidents, I think, and the Big Ten commissioner that were kind of running the show. I don't think they really consulted with anyone else other than maybe some medical experts. I just think the communication has to be better, and I think the coaches need to be heard, because if there's a chance that they can play sooner rather than later, they need to communicate that to the presidents about the timetable where it can be safely done, not just in terms of testing, but to getting teams ready, because I just don't think the presidents or even the Big Ten commissioner really realize maybe what goes into, another football restart. It's going to take some time. I don't think you can turn it around in 2 or 3 weeks.
Andy, I agree with Bob. I think the lack of communication has been such a major issue, and now we're getting more voices in. But there's something else going on with the Big Ten. We're seeing the Nebraska players with their lawsuit. There's another prominent lawyer. He's using the Freedom of Information Act to get more information out of the Big Ten. I would venture to say it is those efforts, especially the Nebraska players' lawsuit, that actually got us the information that there was a vote. That vote was 11-3. And now there's a ruling, there's more documentation the Big Ten has to come out with. How much of that do you think is creating pressure on the Big Ten that may be influencing what they do here going forward?
Well, the conference, generally speaking, you know, Warren and the decision, how they reached that decision and whatever dumpster fire of a process that they thought they were going through, let me just say that, was it clearly caught everybody, coaches, athletic directors, players, parents. It caught everybody off guard. And what they're trying to do is figure out and fight back and say, okay, we're not saying the decision as it holistically was wrong. It was the inability for everybody involved to understand the decision involved. And Bob's point about, you know, the parents and the players, instrumental components in this, who do they get their messaging from? They get it from the ADs. They get it from their coaches. It comes from the top down. Well, if you remember initially after the decision was made, everybody in those positions was kind of shrugging their shoulders going, I don't know what the heck's going on here. I have no answers to your questions because we are not part of this process. I think that part of it being sort of the gap between the conference and the individual schools, that huge gap created in communication created and the inability for the leaders at each individual school to effectively communicate the decision. That's where the frustration comes in. It's not the decision to delay or cancel, you know, that was made. It's the inability to provide any answers for A, why the decision was based and what it was based on, and B, what's the plan. So that is the big thing for me. And they're still not doing a good job of it. You know, the coach's voice was clearly very strong earlier this week when they were talking about, you know, we'd like to return after Thanksgiving. And the Big Ten also has a, you know, they've got geography working against it. What's happening at Penn State and what's happening at Rutgers or Northwestern, you've got each individual state, so everybody's going to be a little bit different, and that is a difficult hurdle as well. So that's one that everybody is facing, so that puts the conference at a disadvantage to start communication-wise.
I think the conference or the conference presidents, they've been hiding this whole process. I don't think they like that they are being forced to open up and give the information. They didn't even want to tell us what the vote was, and they didn't until they were forced to. And I think this lawsuit is forcing them to give us even more information that they would prefer not get out. The other thing, Bob, I believe besides not wanting the information to get out, the only thing these decision makers would hate even more is to have to stand up and say, gee, we were wrong, or we changed our minds. It was a bad decision. We're going to do something different. So I think to start the season, they need some cover. And might they use that medical breakthrough, perhaps this new test from Abbott Labs? It's supposed to have a 15-minute turnaround, only cost $5 per test. Could something like that be the cover for the Big Ten, Bob, to say, look, this is what we were waiting for, this kind of medical advancement? That gives us cover to say, now we're ready to start playing.
Yeah, I absolutely think that would provide them cover. I also think, I still think that when the Big Ten made the decision in August to postpone, and I mean, when they made the decision to postpone, they had every intention of not restarting until 2021 at the earliest. I really think there's some merit to the fact that the Big Ten figured that more than the Pac-12 would be coming with them in deciding to postpone to 2021 as well. There are still three major conferences out there that are hell-bent on playing, and I think that you're going to see them attempt to play. And I just don't think – and they have medical experts of their own, guys, that are comfortable with the testing and you know, what goes into keeping these guys healthy. If there is a season with those other power conferences and they can start by the end of September or what have you, and there are not a lot of glitches, I think this is also something I think the Big Ten has to consider, because I think they thought that they were going to be right on this, and I think they thought that it was the right way to do things, but we could find out that it was possible to play in the fall if you just delayed and you waited for some increases maybe in the testing or with the vaccine or with the protocols. You know, Penn State just came out with another test release on Wednesday, and I think there was just one positive test. And I believe the last three reveals have yielded just one positive coronavirus test, and we're talking about a month's time. So I just think a lot more questions have been raised since the Big Ten decided to postpone the season till 2021, and a lot of the questions, the fingers being pointed at the Big Ten as to why they did what they did.
Yeah, Andy, it looks like they will play at some point. They want to play. How much cover does it also provide for them if these other conferences do start playing and do play without incident? And at that point, it works two ways. It gives them cover to say, well, gee, it can work out, number one. And number two, it gives them the ability to say, okay, now we see how it works, and it does work, and it's put pressure on them from fans, parents, coaches, everywhere, pointing out the other conferences that are playing.
Yeah, so there's two schools here. There's the three Power Five conferences that made a decision to play, right? So that was always going to put pressure on the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, right? There was always going to be inherent pressure when they started playing, no matter what. What I keep thinking is, and what I keep looking at is, Bob's right. Like, they thought other conferences might come with them. The Big Ten clearly joined in the Pac-12, right? The Pac-12 was clearly a leader in their process of closing down. And I just keep waiting for it to fire up like the Big Ten and become a mess. And it doesn't. And it baffles me why only one of the two is a mess of the ones that decided to walk away.
It's very simple. The Pac-12 is on the left coast. They don't care about football the way we do. Very simple answer to that,
Andy. Not buying that one.
All right.
Not buying it.
I am. All right. That's it for quarter number one. Stick around. Ross is going to join us for Tucker's Tape next.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. For week one of the football season, DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. Even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you would still cash your bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.